Retired meteorologist Hugh Johnson joining me, Blaze Bryant, on Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Hey, Hugh, hope you had a good week.
I did. The weather could have been much better.
I agree. Well, you did say last week it was going to be one of the best weather weeks of the year. And, well, as you have proven to be, not wrong.
Thank you. Well, not 100%, but yeah, I did pretty good last week. Not quite as good yesterday with the storm.
Yeah, I mean, what happened yesterday? Because as we were figuring things out and sending emails back and forth and whatnot, you said that this storm came out of nowhere.
Yeah, kind of. It actually did come out of somewhere, but here's what happened. Basically, it just goes to show you that this is my boss once summed it up. Meteorology is a humbling, forecasting is a humbling business. And indeed, yesterday was one of those examples. It looked like a benign system to the west. I went to a picnic, and the only smart thing I did not bike to it, but there was a shower that went through. I said everyone's going to clear out, and then we're going to have 2 hours of calm weather. Well, that didn't happen because all of a sudden, the thing started laying down outflow boundaries, and all kinds of storms started developing around it. And then the other line started to accelerate, and the two kind of met and formed a pretty nasty thunderstorm. It wasn't severe, at least where I was, but boy, it rained hard, lightning. And I tried to get home, and I thought I had 10 minutes to get home. I had less than five, and so I had a core punch at the end. So, it is a humbling business because every single mesoscale model showed that the thing would not come in until 2 hours later. Every single one. I looked at every single one of them, Blaze. But sometimes weather has a mind of its own. It just does.
So even with all the technology and whatnot, because, I mean, as you know, Hugh, meteorologists are kind of like managers or coaches in sports, and they get, a lot of criticism when things don't pan out properly.
That is true. And the difference with perhaps today, we have a more organized system coming through. It's usually more predictable. Yesterday was a weaker system, but it still produced its own little mesoscale stuff that even the mesoscale models can pick up on.
Gotcha. Hugh Johnson with me, Blaze Bryant, here on Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Some absolutely unfortunate disasters, Hugh, that we've got to talk about as a relation to climate change with the wildfires and other stuff in India.
Yes. Well, let's talk about India first because, so India, they have basically two seasons, a dry season and a wet season that's usually induced by a monsoon, which really just means a shift in wind. It doesn't necessarily guarantee rain, but often does. But right now, what's happening is, you get this big high that builds off the Tibetan, the plain off the Himalayas and builds into India, and it's usually very dry until about now, but it has been excessively hot. I mean, they've been hitting 122 degrees day after day, and places like Calcutta and New Delhi, close to that, and nighttime lows in the 80s. It's been humid, too. It's not just a dry heat. There's just been some humidity involved, and it's killing people. I mean, the heat-related death is one of the hard things to determine exactly because, a heat stroke is obvious. It was from the heat, but there's a marked increase in heart attacks during heat waves and right after them, too. So, and a lot of people say that's the number one killer of all weather events. You heard that correct. Higher than tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods combined is heat death. In Europe in 2003, there was anywhere up to a 500,000 deaths because they had a horrible heat wave that summer. India is a little more prepared for it if you're in the middle upper class. You're the lower class, forget it. You're screwed because you're not getting cooling at night. And this is, there's no break in this. This is relentless. And, what they got to hope for is the monsoon season. The shift in the wind will come off the Bay of Bengal, and it will not necessarily get, will certainly not get less humid, but it will get less hot, and they'll have showers and they could have heavy rain, and that will cool them down to the 80s at least, not 100s. So very, very bad situation. They said it's already been at least 25 heat-related deaths. I guarantee you multiply that by 100. There's been probably thousands of heat deaths from this.
Wow.
So that's India. Now, back to the Southwest. They too have a monsoon season. People won't realize there's a monsoon in Arizona, New Mexico that happens in July. Last year, Tucson got 10 inches of rain in July, but right now they can't buy a raindrop. They're bone dry. They're going to be 100 degrees or close to it day after day. And it's just been so dry that there's already been fires there and in California that were set something possibly by arsonists. And, you know, it's just the beginning of the fire season, but they've already had wildfires out there for the past month. My sister and her husband were traveling through New Mexico and Arizona, and they were getting blown away by on their RV by high winds, and they could see the fires everywhere. It's really a bad situation. It's going to get worse. It's just all there is to it, as long as climate change is left unchecked.
That's for sure. So, I'm absolutely fascinated by the fact that heat stroke, let's just say it for what it is, heat stroke is the biggest killer in terms of weather causes.
Heat-related death. Heat stroke's part of it, but there's also the heart attacks and other stresses that body can cause death. But heat stroke is definitely part of it. I mean, heat stroke is a no-brainer. I mean, your temperature rises over 104. You're basically like an overheated engine. You're just out there dying.
Right, right. So, I mean, this just occurred to me, Hugh, and I know that's not in our topic list here, but talk about the impacts that you're concerned about now, knowing that the ban on burning was lifted as of over the weekend.
Yeah, that ban on burning thing, that's a political... I was the fire weather focal point at National Weather Service Albany, and I know all about that. It's a political... Generally speaking, we probably have reached green up, and it has... I think we have reached. If you look around, the trees are mostly out now, and the grass is growing. So I'm not as concerned now, because what happened was we saw a regime change on Thursday, I think. The dew points climbed from the 30s to 50s, and now it's been the 60s. So I think our threat of any fires are minimal. We've had, of course, the rain. I had 7,900 from that storm yesterday, the kind of surprise storm. And we're going to get more rain, more rain involved, and it might be a little more later in the week. So I think the fire weather threat, whatever it was, is not really a threat anymore, because once we're greened up, that is really a things that the fire behavior is a lot different. And as long as we stay greened up, I mean, it's very rare we get a drought around here in the summer. You know that, at least recently. So I think we're fine with that.
Okay. I just, one of those things that just popped into my head, and I figured, hey, why not ask you about it?
Absolutely.
So a couple of minutes left here, Hugh. What's the weather looking like for the week?
Well, this week's going to be a little different from last week. It's not going to be terrible, but it's more active. We're back to that Rex block we talked about. It's completely broken down. It was crappy down south of us during much of the week, but that's all changed now. We're going to start seeing systems coming through. We got the big one today. It's going to cool down on Tuesday. It's going to feel almost like autumn again, because it's going to be a brisk wind and temperatures in the 60s and 50s. So you'll have to bring your jackets out. Wednesday looks good. Thursday, a little disturbance brings perhaps a few showers early. And then it looks like a great day Friday. And Saturday, it's going to heat up way up in the 80s again. But it looks like it's only a one-day thing now, because another big front's going to come through with the high pressure from Canada. And hopefully it'll come through smoothly. So we'll have just a few hours of showers, and then we'll get back to nice and cooler weather. So it's a more active week this week than last week. It's not going to be we're stuck under a big high pressure like we were last week.
Well, that is that's music to my ears, which I certainly appreciate. Because the high pressure it's not a fun thing. So, any final thoughts here before we go our separate ways here for the week?
Well, we are getting severe thunderstorms. I mean, we're in the thunderstorm season. Maybe we'll talk about tornadoes, because we're getting into not that we get a real tornado season, but May, it can ramp up the threat of tornadoes. So maybe we'll talk about that next time and that kind of thing. And we're in the summer now, but we're still getting the big temperature changes, but not like we did in April and March.
Sure. All right, Hugh, sounds good. We will leave it there. Hugh Johnson, retired meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Thank you so much.
All right, Blaze. Have a great day.